Hello, this is Jill Pasternak. Welcome to Crossover, the program that explores the universal language, music. I am so delighted today to welcome guests from abroad, guests from France. They are music producers, and I want to welcome Helen Bank and Olivier Szymanski here to WRTI. And we're going to talk about something that people really don't know anything about, but I think would be fascinated to hear. What kind of a business are you in, Helen?
Well, it's a music production company or a music library. And we produce music, not to sell, but to send to our partners all over the world, and they synchronize it and use it in their country, on their television stations, for commercials, for documentaries, for films, for TV series. We have a lot of TV series in
America. It's background music, is that right?
It's background music and what they call additional music. For example, if somebody scores a film, and he's a classical musician, and there's a scene where there's a jazz trio, he's not going to do a jazz trio. Or if there's a scene where there's a salsa dance, he's not going to do salsa or tango. He's going to take it from a music library.
It's already produced.
It's produced and ready, and he can easily have it.
Okay, so you have your company sends out, I guess, these collections. Is that right?
We do an album a month. And we send it out to 30 countries. And we have our partners in 30 different countries. And hopefully they synchronize it with synchronizing, meaning they sell it.
Right.
Or they rent it, really.
Or synchronize it with film, I guess.
Synchronize
actually,
it
right?
In films, yeah. Films, documentaries, a lot of documentaries.
Now, Olivia, you are a musician.
Yes.
First and foremost, I guess.
Yes.
And you grew up in a musical family, is that correct?
Yes, definitely. My stepfather was great jazz pianist.
He worked with some very, very known work.
Yeah, in France. People like Charles Aznavour, Gilbert Bécaud, Barbara.
Yeah, not bad. Very, very phenomenal artists that were the rage, certainly, I would say, very much in the 50s.
Yeah, rage. And the 60s.
Yes, very well. Of course, they're always in the rage, but that was a very, very big thing that happened here in the United States. They kind of just came in and took over. A lot of people really loved their recordings, I'm talking about, okay. Of course. So you have this type of music or them?
No.
On your collections?
No, we don't have them in our collection because their music belongs to them, to big record companies. We can't use music that we haven't produced. We don't have the right to take their music and give it to somebody.
So you say you produce the music. In
yes.
other words, you collect it and put it together, or do you have musicians that come in and perform?
It's all original pieces, original compositions.
Yes.
We produce everything that's part of our catalog.
Thank you. Now, you have all kinds of, I was going to say motifs, but I guess you've got gypsy music and jazz. You've got classical-like or real classical, right?
Well, it's original classical music. It's not the great classics, but it sounds like them. We have great pianists who play music and compose music in the manner of Debussy, in the manner of
Bach.
We have that, too.
Yeah, you've got that, too. Yeah. But you use it for, it's background music for film.
Films.
Or television, I guess, productions.
Yes.
Anything else? I mean, well, how else would that be utilized?
Documentaries, commercials.
Commercials as well.
Yeah, we like to get commercials.
So what happens if you have to do a spot for a company and they normally would, you know, they'd call in the musicians to come and record a spot? That's the way it works, I think, or used to work anyway.
They still do that, but we don't do that. If they want something from us, it's already recorded.
So it's already redone.
Yeah,
it's been done already.
And also, they have these online sites with keywords where companies can go in and just put in, I want jazz, like Frank Sinatra, beautiful, sexy, whatever. It's mm-hmm. Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And they tap in words. And all the libraries, we're not the only one, it comes up. And they can choose. So we try to do things that are like the famous, well-known composers in their style.
Now it's possible then if you put a show together, say I produce a documentary and I need music, I just go to, what is the name of your company?
Penny Bank Tunes.
Penny Bank Tunes.
And we're and our partner is Five Alarm in L.A., Five Alarm Music. And you can find us there, or you can find 50 other catalogs there.
So tell me some of the categories, I mean, so that people who are listening could understand, you know, exactly what, I mean, it's like a dictionary here of different types of music.
So. Yes, we have world music. We have world music from all the Arab countries, from China, from India, and they're all authentic because we have somebody who travels around the world.
And records
all of this. Okay. And he calls us once in a while, he says, what would you like me to do? I'm in Bali. I said, you know, so
you still need those live musicians.
Oh, of course.
And then you are kind of the next step up. Is that right? From the live?
Yes.
The live recording.
Yeah. We say we'd like this or this or this. You know, we're on the internet listening to music from whatever country he's in saying, well, how about this and this and this? And he produces it. If it's that kind of music.
Well, he produces that as a music producer. You're talking about it being a producer of.
We're more the executive producer.
Yes, yes.
And
you don't do anything, but you get all the credit, right?
Well, we don't do. He gets all the money, though.
Yes, that's right. No, it's very, very interesting because I think that certainly in this area in New York, you know, we have the freelancers that always would go in and do spots, you know, and record live, and then that was the old way of doing it. Now, I guess this is kind of a. It's a collection.
Well, you know, we do go in live. We go in live for our jazz trios. We go in live if it's an orchestra.
Yes, but then you take that material and then you put it in your catalog.
Yes.
And make it available.
Yes, and we pay the musicians and the studio and try to do it the best we can, you know.
So you create
a lot
a
of
date.
It.
I mean, you'll say, I need, I don't know, a string quartet. I need six ensemble, you know, and that. And then you hire the musicians and you pay them and they record.
Well, yes, they send us what you call a demo first.
Okay.
And they do it on their computers.
Something. Everything's on the computer.
And they're very clever. And they say, okay, the violins aren't the violins. Okay, the drums aren't the drums. But you'll see. And you can hear
the
what it's going to be like.
Yeah, it's like a synthesizer, I think.
Yeah, and it's even more advanced than synthesized. Sometimes it's really good. They have samples and everything.
Yes.
Now. Olivia knows about that. They can
tell us a little bit for the audience. I mean, when they talk about sampling, that's very interesting.
Well, actually, the for classical music, now with the technology, when they make demos, really sounds like violins. Now, they make these demos, and then we will tell them, well, we'd like that to take this kind of direction or this kind of the direction. And then once he's done the work, then we'll record with the real instruments.
When you say you give them direction, you mean I want a classical style or gypsy or jazz or whatever. That's the direction that you're talking about.
Yes, but still, even if we give them a direction, for example, they'll give us 10 demos, and we'll for 5 we'll say that's good. They're ready to be recorded, and the 5 others we'll just discuss with them the way we want them to write the music.
So the music is live.
That's sometimes. We try to do it all live. In the beginning, it was all live. Now we have young groups that do house music, you know. Rap, we have some rap. It's not totally live. It's live in a way because we have a real rapper rapping. We have a real they do their thing, but sometimes all the instruments are not live.
It's music that isn't quite foreground, but not really background either. We're talking about and listening to production music on Crossover with Jill Pasternak. Jill's speaking with Helen Bank, CEO and music supervisor, and Olivier Szymanski, musician, producer, and project manager of Penny Bank Tunes in Paris.
So then you publish a collection and you make it available to anyone who wants it?
No, we make it available only to our partners with whom we have contracts in every country, and they make it available to the television. And it's a very complicated system. You know, they have to send papers to them. It takes 10 minutes, but they know how to do it. They're on the telephone all day with speakers, and they're talking
but
to clients.
But I'm just wondering what happens now with live music. I mean, in terms of sessions and things like that,
is that hardly going any? Yeah, it's going down.
Except for jazz music and classical music.
Yeah,
where it's always live.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. Can't do jazz on computers or classical music.
I would say you can't do any music on computers, but you can. I mean, you can get the sound, but
I mean, our gypsy jive is live. The gypsy music is live.
What is your catalog included? You have something called Souvenirs. What is that? Is that French?
Yes, that's French.
French music?
That's what they call musette music.
Musette. That's a specific style, though,
isn't
it? It's
a very specific style.
Is it with the accordion? Or,
yes, it's accordion music.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the real, the old-fashioned.
And that was live. We did it live in a studio because it was just terrific.
You know, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Sometimes we do the whole thing, the whole group live. You know, that's fabulous.
Yes.
Olivier did it in his studio. With keyboards, piano.
Like Philip Glass type of thing?
Yes.
Yeah. A real bass. It's kind of live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a live recording.
So basically, for the audience, you create music,
yes,
right?
Yes.
From
right.
scratch.
From scratch.
With real musicians. You record that music.
Yes.
And you make it available through these kind of discographies that you put together.
Yes.
And then you make it available to companies who are either doing commercials, right?
No, we make it available to our partners.
Well, again,
who
through
deal
them.
Okay. To companies who do,
but you're the source.
We're the source.
Okay,
we start at zero,
and then your partner is the distributor.
Yes,
and the distributor is the place that you go
to get
in order to get it. I also want to say something else. These are gorgeous albums, by the way.
We have a wonderful artist that does them.
Yes, and
she's absolutely incredible.
Who is this?
Her name is Bryna Kessler.
Bryna Kessler is a friend also to me, and that's how I got to you. A darling person and her husband, Stan. But what an artist. Absolutely beautiful.
She's a friend to you, but she's a sister to me.
Well, that's good to have both, you know.
Yeah, and a friend.
But this is wonderful. So also stylistically, the album covers are not, they're actually works of art.
Yeah, they are. And we wanted to do the whole series like that.
But this is not available to anybody. You have to.
Well, it's on the, it's. Sometimes these two have been
The Gypsy
produced.
Journey and Souvenirs.
Yes, sometimes we do make the records. Sometimes we do make the CDs.
Okay, so if somebody wanted to get this collection, you can't do it. It's strictly a commercial venture that you're
in. We can
in.
Give it away, but we can't sell it.
Yeah, and as far as the beautiful covers are concerned?
Well, they're on all the sites all over. You can see them.
You mean on the internet?
Yes, I mean if you go to our company in America. Each album has that.
And the name of the company, once again?
Is Five Alarm Music.
Is it F-I-V-E or
no,
is it number five?
It's a number five.
Yes, Alarm, Five Alarm
Music.
Music.
And they're in California.
And you can go on the internet to see what your material is?
Absolutely. FiveAlarmMusic.com. And then you'll see a lot of catalogs. They must have about 50. And we're Penny Bank Tunes, and we're right in the list under P. Thank you.
we're talking about and listening to production music, music with meaning that won't necessarily steal the show, on Crossover with Jill Pasternak this morning. Jill speaking with Helen Banks, CEO and music supervisor, and Olivier Shemansky, musician, producer, and project manager of Penny Bank Tunes in Paris.
But once again, you're a commercial. You're not a non-commercial business. I mean,
no, it's not non-commercial,
it's commercial, but it's only available really to people who really want to
business.
Use this in the business.
It's
That's
only,
pretty
yes,
much what it is.
It's in the
but
business.
It's available for anyone who's interested.
Yes,
to see what you do or to hear what you do.
Of course,
I
just have to go. FiveAlarmMusic.com.
Well, we're going to ring the bell. I guess what we need a fire engine.
That's right. That's what they were thinking of, I guess.
Yeah, it's terrific. So once again, give me a rundown of your albums that you have available.
Okay, we have, I don't have the list with me, but we have everything. We have jazz. We have world. We have India, which works very well. We have China. We have all the Arab countries. We have... help me out, Olivia. We have lots of orchestras, lots of
classical music, lots of jazz, lots of rock. We have rap, reggae, salsa.
But all of this is recorded with live musicians,
right?
Well, rap,
right.
Reggae, and salsa. Yes,
yes, of course. Yeah.
And for example, if we produce a salsa album, we'll go to Miami and work with the Cuban musicians.
Yes.
There are a lot of them.
Yes, yes.
And we have Brazil, which is fabulous.
Yeah, wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, we have wonderful Brazilian.
It's so exciting. I think it's probably very exciting for you
as people
that are involved in the business. Is that right? Well, Olivia, you are a musician.
I'm also a musician. I also produce.
And you compose as well.
I compose as well. I have I'm also a sound engineer. So I produce in my studio my own stuff. For this collection, but I can also produce other people.
So if somebody wanted to get in touch with you again, they would go to the web?
Oh, well, if they want to get in touch with us directly.
Yes.
To work with us.
Yes.
They write to Penny Bank Tunes.
Penny Bank Tunes.
We have a site.
We have a site.
A site on the internet.
Yeah, pennybanktunes.com, and they can see how to reach us.
Well, it's fascinating. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to create something out of this and to still maintain the validity of being a musician, which I think is really...
Well, that was the beginning. That's what made us different from the others.
Yes.
Because all my companies said, we have so much music. I said, you have background music. We have artists that deserve to be produced. And most of them are our friends. It started like that when I left my company. They called and they said, listen, you're leaving and they're sold out to Universal and what are we going to do? We'll help you.
Okay.
Get it to us. So I thought, well, I'll start. We'll see.
And they're very talented musicians, very well-known musicians that work with very well-known artists.
Yeah, most of them.
Yes.
Most of them are.
And they're also international, is that right?
I mean, yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So once again, anyone who's interested in any of what we have talked about, you can go
contact
to the web.
Penny Bank Tunes, if they want to contact us, if they want to send us their music or something,
that's terrific.
PennyBankTunes.com.
And for all you composers and all you instrumentalists that are looking to do something like this, this is where you go.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, that's terrific.
And we'll talk to you.
And it's a place for musicians to develop and live music to...
It's the only place they can really do their stuff now.
Yes.
I mean, it's very hard to get a deal in a record company now. It's just different now.
So this is an amazing thing also. It's an availability, and you'll listen at least.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Wonderful to have you, and you came from France.
Yes,
that
we did.
Right?
Yes,
and
we did.
And I caught you on your way back.
Absolutely.
So a delight to speak to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Well, actually, we just got back from Las Vegas,
from
where
the
there
NAB.
Was the NAB. It's the National Association of Broadcasters.
Yes.
We were there.
Because we had to meet the team we work with and all the clients there.
Yes.
And a lot of other sub-publishers, like people from Japan, people from South Korea, from Germany.
And that's wonderful.
This is like every year there's a convention. And... So it's a place to meet
and to expose yourself to these people and the work that you do and update what you do as well, I suppose.
And know what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
check out what they're looking for.
That's a quickie. I was just going to say, has it changed?
Well,
what they're looking for?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
From?
Now they want repetitive music.
Okay.
Like Philip Glass.
Yes.
This is the trend right now.
And also now they want more songs. Before they mostly wanted
vocals.
Oh, okay.
Instrumentals, and now they want more and more singers and vocals.
And is it jazz-oriented? Is it classical? Is it kind of middle of the road? Is it country? I mean, is it all that, all of that?
Well, it can be anything. It can be country music. We just did a swing album, which is in the style of
Frank Sinatra. Michael Bublé. He's on our album.
Bublé is, I know that he brought that back. I mean, in a sense.
He did, didn't he?
Yes, he really did.
He did it.
He's great. Actually, I did interview him some years back when he was appearing here in Atlantic City, I think, and a really terrific guy, I think, yeah.
I love him.
Wonderful.
Well, we have one like him on our catalog.
All right. So, well, a pleasure to speak to you, and
my exciting pleasure.
And it's a whole other aspect of music and production and bringing music to the world and making it available. And we thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you. It was
thank
a pleasure.
You very much for receiving us.
Pleasure.
For a second listen to selected Crossover interviews, visit WRTI.org. Crossover was produced by Jill Pasternak in the studios of WRTI Philadelphia for the WRTI Radio Network. This is Joe Hattie, Crossover's technical producer. Crossover is syndicated nationally by Global Media Group, Incorporated. Thanks for listening.